Hi, this is Mary Boyle with Common Cause. I'd like to welcome you to this call around constitutional issues and the importance of restoring the rule of law. We're going to hear from Senator Feingold right away. He's going to make a statement and then take some questions before he has to leave. So I'm going to hand the call right over to him. Senator Feingold, thanks.
Thanks so much, and thanks to everybody involved in this effort. I'm delighted to be with you today. I want to thank Common Cause, not only for the work it's doing on this issue, but all the great work over the years on campaign finance reform and ethics issues. I'm so pleased also that my former colleague and somebody I really admire, Lincoln Chafee, is joining us as well as, of course, Bob Edgar. It is a sad fact, though, as we approach Constitution Day next week, that for the past 7.5 years, and especially since 9/11, the Bush administration has treated the Constitution and the rule of law with a disrespect I think we've never seen before in the history of this country. By now, the public can be excused for being almost numb to new revelations of government wrongdoing and overreaching. The catalog of problems is breathtaking, even when immensely complicated and far-reaching programs and events are simply reduced to catchphrases, torture, Guantanamo, ignoring the Geneva Convention, warrantless wiretapping, data mining, destruction of emails, U.S. attorney firings, stonewalling of congressional oversight, abuse of the state secrets doctrine and executive privilege, secret abrogation of executive orders, signing statements. It goes on and on. It is a shameful legacy that will haunt our country for years to come. And I have no doubt that there is much we still don't know about what this administration has done and how it has done it. I hope the press and the next Congress continues to seek answers, because the public has the right to know what has been done to it and its name. But soon, this administration will be over. And so the obvious question is, where do we go from here? I believe that one of the most important things that the next president must do, whoever he may be, is take immediate and concrete steps to restore the rule of law in this country. He must make sure that the excesses of this administration don't somehow become ingrained in our system permanently. Now, that's a lot easier said than done. It's not just a matter of a new president saying, I won't do that anymore. This president's transgressions are so deep and the damage to our system of government so extensive that a concerted effort from the executive and legislative branches will be needed. And that's why I'm chairing a hearing this coming Tuesday in the Constitution Subcommittee of the Senate Judiciary Committee to hear from legal and historical experts on how the next president should go about tackling the wreckage that this president will leave. I've asked our two panels of experts who will testify to be forward-looking, not only review what has gone wrong in the past 7 years, but to address very specifically what needs to be done to set right this situation next year and how to go about doing it. And in addition to the testimony of witnesses on Tuesday, I solicited written testimony from advocates, law professors, historians, and other experts. We have already received submissions from nearly 24 national groups and distinguished individuals. All of this testimony will be included in the written record of the hearing, which I plan to present to the incoming administration. You can see the kind of thoughtful and detailed testimony we have already received on my website at feingold.senate.gov. I hope that many of these recommendations will serve as a blueprint for the new president so he can get started right away on this immense and extremely important job of restoring the rule of law. So with that, I would take a question or two and again, thank everybody for being involved. Well, that's the biggest problem, I think. You know, a new president's going to come in, and he's going to have lawyers around him saying, look, you have these powers, and they've been expanded to the last administration. Let's have a strong executive. Let's have an even stronger executive. I think the check and balance here is going to have to be the fact that I believe both of these men have some understanding of the Constitution, and that what has been done in the last 8 years really undermines the basic system of government we have. And so I have actually publicly appealed to the new president, whoever he is, to actually say in the inaugural address, I renounce the extreme executive powers that have been claimed by the last administration. If that is not done, we could have one of the greatest alterations in the history of our constitutional history. So it is going to have to be a public appeal that I'm hoping to begin with this hearing to the new president to do the right thing for a system of checks and balances. And remember, both of these men were senators. They understand the role of Congress. They respect the role of Congress. And I believe that they will understand the importance of restoring the proper balance. Well, I want to hear more from both of them. I think Senator Obama has a very strong understanding of these issues as a constitutional lawyer and somebody that's been very supportive of me on many aspects of this. Also, Senator McCain, of course, has questioned things like torture on a number of occasions. So they both have some sensitivity to this, and I hope that in the debates they are forced to answer questions that would nail them down on some specific aspects of renouncing some of these extreme claims. And I would think it would be irresponsible not to press them on these issues. This was the central issue in both of the Supreme Court appointments that we had here, questions of executive power, were the most central discussion that was held during the entire confirmation process. So surely it should be part of the questioning that goes on in these debates. That's when this issue should really be joined.